From tax returns to Medicare, campaign 2012 continues to heat up. Today, a new ad from the Obama campaign defends the president's record on Medicare and also accuses Mitt Romney and his running mate Paul Ryan of undermining the health care program. Meantime, Romney's campaign is rejecting an offer from the Democrats, who say if the Republican presidential candidate releases 5 years of tax returns, they won't push for any more to be released.
Joining us now live, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hello, Gwen.
Hi, guys.
So the future of Medicare was a really hot topic this week, but I think it's very confusing for a lot of Americans. They don't know where the truth is on this.
Ashley, I think both candidates are okay that people are confused. They're hoping that the folks who land on whatever they heard last will believe the candidate who's speaking most sharply. The truth of the matter is that there's about $700 billion, which is the question here. Who's going to take $700 billion out of Medicare? It turns out both Paul Ryan's plan would do that, and Barack Obama's plan would do it. The question is, what would you spend that savings on? And the Obama plan would go toward helping with the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, is anathema to Republicans. So it's one of those, you don't have to go very deeply into it to discover why people are confused, except that the politics of it become pretty clear, which is the two are trying to fence each other off. The question I always have about these interesting debates is, are we supposed to be talking about jobs and the economy? I don't know how we got off track.
Well, getting off track again, Mitt Romney and his tax returns. Interesting, the Democrats keep pounding away at that.
Most interesting press conference yesterday. He came out with a whiteboard in which he was going to make his case about Medicare. That's the argument. He was going to basically say the president's trying to hurt your Medicare to help Obamacare. And he had a chart that he was drawing on. And at the very end of the Q&A afterward, a reporter asked him about whether he was ever going to release his taxes. His wife had been asked about it again that morning on television. And he then volunteered that he had actually looked over 10 years of his taxes and had paid at least 13% in taxes, which raised two interesting questions. One is, was he still really responding to what Harry Reid said about him 2 weeks ago, which had kind of gone faded a little bit? And was he, don't most Americans pay more than 13%? Did he raise new questions? Either way, All Three Networks it led with the story last night about his taxes, which is not the conversation that the Romney folks wanted to have. So here we go again.
Gwen, we only have like 30 seconds, so I'll just lead in by saying two words. Joe Biden.
Well, you know, you mean Joe Gaffaminute?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that what he said this week, y'all in chains comment, is far more damaging when you watch it than when you hear about it. Because what he said, it did appear like he was speaking and pandering to the crowd in front of him, and the Republicans jumped all over it, as, by the way, the Democrats would have if Paul Ryan had said a similar thing. So buckle in. We're going off to the convention.
All right, Gwen, thanks so much.
Okay.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal, airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.